addiction. You can't seem to kick it. Well, I know a way out. So if you're ready for a breakthrough, there's one waiting in this place. No more shackles, no more shadows, no more shame. This is where the wall shakes. This is where the ground quakes. This will be your jailbreak. Prison opens prisons. Feel those chains get looser. Feel your joy get truer. Glory, hallelujah. Prison opens prisons. So I understand, brother, it's time to lay down your burdens. Sister, you're hurting, so lift up your hands. This is where the wall shakes, this is where the ground quakes. This is where your jailbreak, praise opens prisons. Feel those chains get looser, feel your joy get truer. Glory, hallelujah, praise opens prisons. Someone shout a hallelujah. Someone lift up a song on high. We can open up the heavens if we call on Jesus' name. So if you're ready for a breakthrough, there's one waiting in this place. No more shackles, no more shadows, no more shame. This is where the wall shakes. This is where the ground quakes. This will be your jailbreak. Praise opens prisons. Feel those chains get looser. Feel your joy get truer. Glory, hallelujah. Praise opens prisons. Praise opens prisons. Praise opens prisons.
Church of the Warm Heart, good morning. Great to have you on this beautiful Sunday morning. My name is Michael Beneshek. I'm one of your Warm Heart pastors. It's just a pleasure to have each and every one of you in here this morning. Some of you might be here for the kids that are coming up a little later on. So we had to open up the cheap seats in the back, so that's wonderful. Some of you might be wondering, where's Pastor Jen? Pastor Jen is preaching this Sunday at Whitney United Methodist Church. It's another Methodist church in the Boise Meridian area. Their pastor, Daryl, is at General Conference this week, and so she's over there helping them out. So our prayers are with her this morning. She should be just wrapping up, I think. But prayers for her. She'll be back next week. We only get a couple more months of Pastor Jen before she becomes the senior pastor at Southside in Nampa. So we keep on coming to enjoy Pastor Jen for the next couple months. Just a couple of announcements to share. Most everything's on the back. You know, are you ready to sing? I'm just curious. Who's ready to sing? All right, just a.
All right.
My voice is kind of going out, so it's a good thing I'm not preaching.
Give me your lowest note.
Give me your highest note. I think they're ready. Worship team, let's sing. Let's stand.
Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. Oh God, so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us, whoever believes. and down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. So God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
Hear you guys out there.
Forever and ever.
out above, you truly do reign. Lord, who is like you? We could search heaven and search earth and find none like you. Oh, Father, you sent Jesus into this world to find sinners, and Lord, you certainly found us messed up. You sent your son Jesus, and then you sent your precious Holy Spirit to direct our paths and to show us a way to walk, a way of holiness, a way of righteousness, a way of humbleness with our piety, a little bit of grace with the rules that you give us. Lord, our prayer this morning is that you bring life where there's death. You bring hope where there's fear. You bring freedom where there is bondage. Bring the sweet aroma of life. Life to those people who feel like they have no hope. They have nowhere to turn. So Lord, help us to walk in your ways this morning. And Lord, help us to find that path if we're so far off. For all the needs of your children who are gathered here, we pray that you heal us and help us to see your grace and work within us. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Jesus, who taught his disciples how to pray that we may someday live by these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's take a moment to greet those around us in Christian love. Please be seated. Now, if this is your first time here, we just want to say hello, welcome to you. We are blessed to have you with us. If you're joining us online, blessings to all of you as well. This is the if you're just visiting and you have no idea what's going on today, you're in for a treat. You don't get a sermon today. Can I hear an amen?
Hey.
But you get the kids. Our kids have been working hard on their children's program, and we give thanks for all the adults who've been helping with them. But at this time, we got to take the offertory. We're going to take the offering, and just know that it supports ministries and programs that help these kids. So thank you for your generosity and your willingness to support the programs of the Warm Heart Church. Let's receive the offertory, and then we'll get the kids.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars. Then sings my soul.
shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart when I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Parents, don't worry, your children are in good hands. We have plans for fun in the sun, mountain climbing, swimming, and bungee jumping. Woo! Keep those prayers going up, so it's blessed rain on down. And we're on!
Camp Koinonia. I bet you were going a little stir-crazy all cooped up on that bus, huh? Well, for those of you who are here for the first time, I'm your camp director for the week, Mrs. Livingston.
Hi, Mrs. Livingston.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mrs. Livingston. I'm Crystal. This is my first camping experience. I have a few questions.
Well, welcome, Crystal. How can I help you?
Well, we do have running water, right? And there is electricity. And I heard a rumor about, well, sleeping in cabins.
Oh, Crystal, you're going to be just fine. Come with me and we'll check it out, okay? Boys, grab your gear and you're going to be heading west to the Omega Cabin. And girls, you're going to be following me. We're heading east to the Alpha Cabin.
What was that?
You're just hearing things, I'm sure. It's probably nothing.
Oh, we're hearing things, all right. And we can kiss the good times bye-bye.
Campers, plan B. Let's head for cover. Everyone, move into the mess hall.
It's raining. It's pouring. I think the sky is falling here at Camp Koinonia. Or is
when I heard that, thunder man I ran for cover. What a way to spend summer. This is one big bummer.
It's raining, it's pouring. I think the sky is falling. At Camp Koinonia, or is it Camp El Nino? The lightning is frightening. We're on our knees and praying that the storm will pass right by, so we can go outside. Look at the sky.
With us for the summer, and then they'll be leaving on a jet plane. Would you welcome Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Hey, gang, I have an idea.
Go ahead, Peter.
Well, I keep thinking about a guy in the Bible, and he who really was in prison, and his name was Peter, too. Let me see. It was right in Acts chapter 12. Peter was arrested for spreading the gospel, but God sent angels to set him free because of a secret weapon.
Oh, I love adventure stories. What was it?
Well, get this. The secret weapon was prayer.
And that worked?
Yeah, his friends prayed for him, and an angel walked Peter right out of there. If you really want the sun to shine, kids, maybe we should start by asking God.
Trouble in the making, and you ask if I'll be praying for you, please. And in
all his heart when Herod ordered his soldiers to arrest him and take him off to jail. They double-chained him between two soldiers, with the other guards standing by the prison gates. But never fear, Peter's friends were gathered together at Mary's house, praying to God for Peter's safety. They never stopped asking God for a miracle. Chained between those two soldiers. Suddenly, there was a bright light in the cell, and the angels of the Lord stood beside Peter. The angel tapped him on the side to awaken him and said, "Quick, get up." And those chains fell right off his wrist. The angel told Peter to follow him. He thought he was dreaming, but he followed the angel past the first and second cell blocks, and they passed right through it. The angel disappeared, and Peter knew this wasn't a dream. He was a free man. Can you imagine the joy his friends felt when Peter arrived at their front door? Their prayers were definitely answered.
Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, as our prayers draw us near to the one who knows our needs before we even call his name. Let us pray, everywhere and everywhere, every moment of the day is the right time. For the Father above, he is listening with love, and he wants to answer us. So let us pray, everywhere and everywhere, every moment of the day is the right time. Let us pray without end, when we finish, start again, breathing out and breathing in. Oh, let us pray.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed.
Come and get me!
Crystal, this is just temporary. My friends, I know it's still raining, but that doesn't mean your prayer wasn't heard.
Well, I know another great jailhouse escape story.
Go ahead, Paul. We're all ears.
This is my favorite. It's in the Acts, chapter 16. These two guys, Paul and Silas, have quite a story. The secret weapon, they sang.
There is sunshine in my soul today.
Yeah, that's it, Kelly. I think Paul and Silas must have been singing something just like that. And when they did, that jailhouse walked.
Up in their cell, their feet fastened down.
songs.
Okay, and Peter's friends prayed for him, and God let him go free.
That's right, Crystal.
Well, we prayed, and we sang, too. So what are we doing wrong? Why isn't God answering us?
Yeah, he could just say, let my people go.
Or, rain, rain, go away, Crystal's having a bad hair day.
Now, hold on. I don't want any of you to be misled. The Bible says that God causes the sun to shine and the rain to fall on the good and the bad alike. And we serve God. He doesn't serve us. He is always in control.
Mrs. Livingston, we've heard from the boys. Can I have a turn?
Well, absolutely, Mary.
My story could help both of yours. It's found in Matthew chapter 28. It was the day when the earth shook and the stone was rolled away, and Mary realized that Jesus was free from the grave. The world was changed forever. And even 2,000 years later, when Jesus touches your life, you'll never be the same.
minute and take a seat. I want to tell you a story about someone who influenced my life. Her name is Johnny Erickson Tada. Come on over a little bit closer. There you go. When she was young, Johnny loved to run and ride horses and play all kinds of sports. But when she was 17, she tried to dive in water that was too shallow. She broke her neck and was paralyzed from her neck down.
You mean her arms and legs don't work anymore?
That's exactly right, Jackson. Johnny had to spend an entire year lying in bed waiting for her body to heal. And even after all that time, she couldn't run or jump or even wave hello to a friend. Of course, Johnny had a really hard time adjusting to her new life. She was angry and depressed, and she wondered how God could let this happen to her. But she took all her emotions straight to God. And over time, she realized that while she wasn't free to move her body anymore, she was still free to love God and serve him with her whole heart. God still loved Johnny, and there were wonderful things that she could do. And when she realized that, everything changed. Since Johnny was now disabled, she started a ministry to help other people who were disabled. It's called Johnny and Friends, and they help people all over the world to get wheelchairs and the good news about Jesus. God did not make Johnny jump in that water. He didn't want her to break her neck. But when she trusted him, even in the worst times, God was able to use that terrible accident to transform Johnny's life. And so many people have been helped and changed because of her.
Wow, she's amazing. If I were Johnny, I think it'd be awfully hard to praise God.
Yeah, and here we are complaining just because we don't have the freedom to go outside.
Well, Crystal, I think that we're learning that there are two very different kinds of freedom. First is the kind of freedom to do what we want. And the second kind is the freedom to do what God wants us to do, to be the kind of people that he wants us to be.
Hey, Mrs. Livingston, do you remember the song that we learned last year about the frog?
Oh, I do. That frog thought he was free, but boy, was he in hot water.
Can we sing it?
Well, of course. There is a way that seems right to a frog, but it ends in... You'll find out.
Listen, listen.
story of a young ruler. He wanted to see what his country's prisons were really like. So one day, he went to visit one. As he entered, he heard the sounds of angry inmates. They were all yelling and shouting about how innocent they were. They were screaming,
"Let us out of here. We didn't do anything wrong."
As he walked further down the hallways, their voices continued to build and build until he noticed one cell with one prisoner on his knees with his head held low. The young ruler stopped, turned, and spoke to this broken man, and he said,
"Young man, are you innocent as well? Answer me, son."
The prisoner rose to his feet, and with a tear running down his cheek, he spoke softly,
"Your Majesty, I am guilty, and I will spend the rest of my life in here for what I did wrong. I'm guilty."
The young ruler was silent at first, then he turned to the guard and said,
"Release his guilty prisoner. Release him at once. I will take him out of here myself, so that he doesn't corrupt all these innocent men as well."
Wait a minute. Did he leave all those innocent men behind bars? Wait, I'm confused. Who really is guilty?
We all are.
We? What am I guilty of?
Well, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need to humble ourselves and confess our sins. And just like that broken prisoner, Jesus will forgive us and set us free. And that is our key to freedom. And now we live each day learning to live on Jesus, the rock of our salvation.
You are never too far from me. Wherever I am, I know that you can see. My life situation, so I'll give my full attention to loving you and serving you. And my praise leads me to the rock that is high.
Serving you. Crystal Ann Miller, where are you?
Crystal.
Oh. I'm right here. Hey, what are you guys doing?
We got some of your phone messages. Well, part of them before we got disconnected. Are you okay?
We came to rescue you from this devastating experience.
No, I want to stay now.
What? Are you sure?
Well, if that rain continues, we're going to be locked up here all week.
Mom, Dad, we're not locked up. We got the keys to the kingdom.
And on the inside, the sun is shining.
Hey, everybody, look, this... Look at the sky! The sun is shining outside, too!
Yes!
Finally!
Awesome. God is good. And all the time. Adults, you can't get out of this. Where are you? Malia, come on. Adult helpers. I'm going to give you the microphone.
Can you say thank you?
So, Pastor Mike loves to put me on the spot, does not prepare me for this at all, and just hands me a mic. But I just want to thank everyone so much for coming out and supporting our awesome kiddos. Oh, I'm emotional today, I guess. They've been working really hard, and the fact that you guys are all here is just amazing. So thank you, and thank you to all the parents, Miss Debbie, Catherine, for helping out. We couldn't do without you guys, so thank you.
Great job, great job, great job, great job. If I ever had to go to jail, I want to go to this jail because apparently you can get out of this one
easy. I love it.
Thank you all for being here and supporting these kids. And we just love having them here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How many more Wednesday nights? How many more Wednesday nights, Pioneer Club? One more month? Three more Wednesday nights? Awesome. Take a look at summer camps for the kids. We got a lot of summer camps going on. There's Vacation Bible School coming up in August. July for Vacation Bible School. A lot of stuff coming up. Let's stand for our benediction today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. That as we celebrate freedom from bondage, as we celebrate freedom from sin, as we celebrate these little ones who might show us the way, may God's love, blessings, and peace go with you all. Amen.